what you go.
Unless you go.
Okay. And you might say, well, I had a choice of two things. And at first I was going to do this, but then I decided to do that. What of this? I decided I'd do that in...
instead of the other, or in preference to the other.
And one of the largest Protestant churches in the South is the...
In the South. I don't know.
Well, what are some... There's the Methodist Church and...
Oh, you mean the denomination? Uh-huh. Baptists.
Okay. And if two people become members, you'd say they...
Immersed.
Or they... What the church?
Baptized. What...
Or if they become members of the church, you say they what? The
just that, become members of it, joined.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to?
God.
And the choir and the organist provide the?
Music.
And the enemy of God is called the?
The what?
The enemy of God is called the?
The devil or Satan.
Okay. What would you tell children who was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
What if you have children, what?
What would people tell children who was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
You behaved very badly. You were bad.
Or the what's going to get you if you do that?
The what?
Did you ever hear a grown person tell a child, if you do that, the devil will get you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Would they say the devil? Or
yes. What would they say Satan? They say the devil.
Uh-huh. What about the bad man or the booger man?
I think the booger man generally referred to some imaginary evil person in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they would say the bad man, but usually the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom Satan.
What would people think they'd see around a graveyard at night?
What do people think of what?
They see around a graveyard at night.
They would think that you might be a ghoul, G-H-O-U-L.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know what else they'd think, up to some mischief.
Uh-huh. And a house that people are scared to go in.
A haunted house.
What would people see in a haunted, or think they would see in a haunted house?
Ghosts.
Okay.
Or as a colorful say, ghosts.
Okay. And you might tell someone, well, you better put a sweater on. It's not really cold outside, but
it's chilly.
Or it's getting what chilly?
What?
Would you say it's getting sort of chilly or kind of chilly?
You might. Either one of those or rather.
Okay.
Rather chilly.
And?
Or quite chilly.
Mm-hmm. If you, what would you say to a friend that you hadn't seen in a long time? How would you express your feelings about seeing him?
Glad to see you.
Okay. Would you ever say proud to see you?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I don't know of any other persons who do.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had about 1,000 acres of land, you'd say he had a what of land? He had a...
Well, down here we might refer to that many acres as a plantation. Not a farm, but a plantation.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever say you had a good deal of land or a right smart of land?
Not right smart, not educated places, a good deal of land.
Mm-hmm.
Or a great many acres or a large plantation.
Mm-hmm. But uneducated people refer to it as a right smart?
Yes, mainly colored folks.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, young lady, how much more of this is there?
It shouldn't take more than about 30 minutes more at most. It's not much more.
Heavens, it's 10 minutes after 12. All right, let's go.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him then?